Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studio.
We'll do it live.
You can follow us, as I said earlier, on social media. I'm at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. Chris_Broussard68 on Instagram. Rob is at RobParkerFS1 on Twitter. RobParkerFSR on the gram. And we got a Shop Talk. I guess it's a Halloween edition, right? Of Shop Talk, so that'll be fun at the end of the hour. But plenty to get to before we get to that type of fun.
Are you into Halloween at all, Chris, or no?
Well, this weekend, my wife and I are going to visit some friends. They got like a second home. I'm not, you know.
But you're not into all that.
Nah. I mean, I went trick-or-treating as a kid, but
Right.
Nah, we're not. Yeah,
but I'm just saying, some people, it's a big holiday. You know, like they're into it.
You know what's interesting? In our neighborhood, it's a lot of, and I just mean our general neighborhood, not necessarily next door, although next door they got some stuff too. But a lot of people have like a lot of stuff in their yard from Halloween. I mean, ghouls and goblins and spider webs and witches. I'm just like gravestones, stuff like that, you know? I'm like, why would you want that in your front yard?
You know what I mean? I want to give away warmed up devil dogs for Halloween.
Hey, what do you, are you, you got big plans for Halloween? You're going to be in Atlanta,
I'll be in Atlanta, right. I'll be Atlanta for the
When are you coming back? Monday?
So I'll be back Monday morning. Yeah, so I'll be there for game
I know where you'll be at on Halloween night.
Yeah, Halloween night, I'll probably stop by, you know, the missionary and drop off some canned goods. And
you will be there, right? Halloween night?
I'm going to stop by. I'm going to need something to eat, so I need wings. Where else can
lemon
I go
pepper
get wings?
I'll send you a list of nice, wholesome places you can go get some
wings. Rob wants to go check out the costumes, CB. You already know that.
No, there'll be costumes. I'm trying to get a look at the cobwebs. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Okay. You're going to find none there.
On that note. All right. Deshaun Watson. All right. Here's the deal, Rob. And then Rob G will fill us in on even more details. Reportedly, the Dolphins have agreed, with the blessing of their owner, have agreed to the terms of a deal with Houston to bring Deshaun Watson there to be their quarterback. Now, we don't know what they are. Is Tua involved? How many picks are there? What are the, you know, we don't know the details, but reportedly they have agreed to the terms. But Miami's owner wants Deshaun Watson to settle the 22 civil suits against him. Right now, there are no criminal charges. So that's good, I guess. So there's nothing to settle there. So theoretically, if he were to settle, then he's ready to go. And he might be good to go forever. I mean, they could eventually bring criminal charges, and then you got to deal with that. But right now, if he settles and is able to settle, he would be cleared to play going forward. You know, the league may step in and give him, you know, make him exempt, put him on the commissioner's exempt list. Well, but long term, at least for now, he'd be good to go. Rob G, am I missing anything? Now, I know Watson is saying he doesn't want to settle, or at least that was his stance before. Rob G, where anything else we need?
So just to clarify, according to the Houston Chronicle, the two sides have agreed to a deal under the condition being, number one, that Watson settles these civil cases. Right. So to get that discretion out of the way.
How come we haven't seen this story being reported on ESPN? I'm just curious. How come this trade isn't reported? Is it because they didn't get it?
No, I think it is.
I mean, there have been other reports from The Athletic and ESPN that have basically said that Watson. Yeah, that and that Watson has pretty much said to anybody, the only team I'm going to get traded to is the Dolphins. So that kind of.
But I haven't seen
there.
A story, but okay. I get it. It's so a
wasn't
story.
There a story, though? Didn't ESPN?
I thought they did.
They reported that. ESPN reported a couple of things. They reported that the Panthers were involved in a potential trade, and then that came out earlier today that they're out of it. So it's just the Dolphins.
Right. But I mean, when I look on their site, they don't have anything on their
Oh, well, because, I mean, like you said, Rob, this is not really a report because there's no trade yet. This is just.
But it is news that if they've agreed to the terms.
I get that. Yeah. I'm not saying that. Yeah.
I don't think you're going to see on ESPN.com rumors of a potential trade until it goes down. But anyway, Stephen Ross wants the trade to go down, provided that the civil cases get settled. And Roger Goodell already said that he will not be on the commissioner's exempt list while the investigation is ongoing with the police. So he would be able to play this season. And Mr. Ross also wants a idea, wink, wink, from Roger Goodell that if this trade goes down, because we know a suspension is coming at some point. Just because he embarrassed the Shield, whether he gets off
because you
on
don't
all
have
that
to
anyway.
Be convicted of anything. Right. We've
so
seen this
here's
already.
The thing.
Right.
If he's going to be on the exempt list, say 8 games to start next season, and I'm Miami, I'm still down with
right.
that's
so,
it.
So
right?
that's also part of it. Is he wants to know, hey, between you and me, let's say I make this deal, I know he's going to get suspended at some point, but let's say he doesn't get criminal, you know, go to jail, criminal charges, what kind of a suspension am I looking at? And so that's what's holding up this deal, reportedly, according to the Houston Chronicle.
Well, here's the other issue I have. If the police have been investigating this, they could have said there'd be no charges filed. I don't understand what the holdup. Forget about the civil case, right? This has been going on for 6-8 months, right? You interview the people, Chris, the women, and you get their statements, and you get his statement, and like, what's the holdup on whether or not the Houston police could say there will be no charges and the investigation's over? We looked into it.
I don't think they've completed the investigation.
This long?
I mean, what are the reports, Rob G, right, that they haven't
completed? Yeah, the latest report is that the investigation is ongoing. I think, Rob, I think the bigger problem with that is that there's so many women and if there's 22 that are public, you have to imagine there's...
And then there's 10 more.
Yeah, you also imagine there's a few that are not public, that are not known yet. So I'm sure that they're crossing all their T's.
This has been going on for 6 months, 8 months. Am I wrong?
No, you're right. You're right.
This is a long investigation.
It's a lot of people to talk to, though.
Yeah, okay.
But so here's the question I want to throw at you, Rob. Deshaun Watson has insisted on his innocence. Okay, so of course he has, right? I get that. But he is insistent that he's innocent and that he will not settle because he wants to prove that he's innocent. He doesn't want this attached to him at all. If you were in his shoes, and let's just say once he settles, he's good to go, you know, for the most part, and he can play, would you settle?
Given the circumstance and what's happened and whatnot, I probably would settle because I don't think you're ever, even if you actually, you know, the charges aren't brought on or whatever and you have to wind up paying, you know, like the burden of proof, Chris, is a lot easier in a civil suit, right?
Right.
So you could lose that and
O.J. Simpson lost the civil
court. Exactly. Like he was, right, he was set free to walk. But he had to pay through the nose in the civil suit.
Right.
So if I'm going, like, my name's been dragged through the mud. There's no way I'm going to get out of this clean and people not thinking that there was something there where there's smoke, there's fire. At this point, and all the money I've wasted with Rusty Harden and his, you know, hourly wage, Chris, what he's paying and all the endorsements I lost, I'm going to cut my losses. I'm just going to settle. I don't want a drawn out case. I don't want any more. This has gone on way too long. Had I been in this situation, I'm gonna be honest. Probably would have paid the first woman, paid her off before it went public. What is the damage? What do I need to pay?
So but then what if all these other women would have came
out? No, but I don't,
like,
see,
oh,
I don't
they,
think they all
say,
come
see,
out.
Giving out money.
No, but I don't know. But she can't announce that there was any kind of settlement, a part of me paying her. You know what
okay,
I mean?
Okay, so let me ask. So the first saying, woman, let's say you're in those shoes. The first one woman comes out. You're just right away paying her? Like, if you think, if you're like, yo, I didn't do nothing. Why am I paying, you know?
The reason I'm paying, Chris, is I know that my behavior hasn't been good. And the potential of other women coming out. That like, you could say what happened, my behavior flying women in from all over the country for massages or whatever, and I see what's brewing and what potentially could be there. Yeah, I'm not doing a 20/20 hindsight. People settle all the time, not because they're guilty, but because they don't want this attached to their name. They don't want it out there. I understand it from a legal standpoint. I would have settled.
From the outside looking in, from where I'm at, I want justice to be served, but who knows if justice is going to be served.
It doesn't always happen.
Right?
That's the problem.
Right.
Right.
I'd like to see Deshaun Watson be able to, I mean, if he's guilty, I'm not going to defend him, but, you know, I'd like to see him be able to play football. And, you know, if he goes to the Dolphins, I mean, you know, I just think it'd be interesting to see. So selfishly, kind of the fan in me is kind of feeling like, man, go ahead and settle. But if I was in those shoes, if I was in his shoes, right? And again, if I wholeheartedly believe that I was innocent. Now, if I know what the women are saying is true, that's a whole nother thing. But he's saying it's not true. So I'm just going off that premise, Rob.
Okay,
if I know I didn't do anything, right? And they're lying. Man, I think I'd fight it. And you're right that maybe some people always would think you're guilty.
No matter what.
Right. And a good example of a guy going the other way is Kobe. And Kobe settled in the civil suit, right?
Yep.
Was cleared in court but settled in a civil suit, and that did not stick to him. Now, I don't know if that's because he was just so great at basketball. He was such an icon, right? It might have stuck. I don't know.
And it was the time, Chris. If that would have happened now, it would have been totally different, like during these times. Because Kobe was flying on the team plane to go into a rape case. Like, that would never happen. A team would never fly one of their players on a team plane, and he was playing games. You remember that?
I hear you. And look, as bad as what Deshaun did, Kobe's was rape. You know, that was the allegation, right? But so that's worse. But I don't know. I mean, look at Deshaun. You would think in the environment we're in today, Rob, where everybody's obviously a lot more sensitive to these things, Me Too and all that, you might think he's done. But you got these teams trying to get him. I mean, okay, it's one team. You got a few others that would love to have him, but one team that's out there willing to trade for him. So, I mean, has he really been stung? His career looks like it could go on if he can just get clear to these charges.
But, Chris, this is where you got to look at. The first woman wanted $100,000 to settle. And I know you're saying it. I'm not giving up any money to somebody who came in and made up a story. But he said no to that, and then all this blew up. And we saw this kind of in the Bill Cosby thing too, Chris, with his situation. You remember, started with one. He had, and they have all the records. He paid off a ton of women in the past. He decided he wasn't going to do that, and then before you know it, it was 60 women who were saying they were drugged by Bill Cosby and he had sex with them or whatever. All I'm saying is, if you knew that there were more women, say it didn't happen with this woman, Chris. This is my scenario to you. But you know you've flown in women from all over the country for massages. You know you had sex or sexual play with some of them. You know what I mean? Like, you know.
So you're saying the ones that aren't suing him?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
It's probably a bunch out there that.
But I'm saying
that might have been with it. You know what I mean?
But I'm saying, you know, there are other women out there is what I'm saying, even though the first woman who comes to you with the $100,000 is.
But see, that's where we're differing. He's denying any wrongdoing. What's out there, what's been reported, is wrongdoing.
Right. No, right? I get it.
And he's saying, I didn't do any of that. So, you're saying basically, if you're guilty of this stuff, he didn't rape anybody, at least. No, allegations.
But I'm saying,
but if you're guilty of all this other stuff that they're saying you did, then settle. But if I'm not, if I feel like I really didn't do anything, I got a regular massage. I got 30 regular massages. All right. I hear you. It looks bad for him. Right. You're flying in women who aren't even masseuses.
That's what I'm saying.
They're
just good
looking and they
like
right? I don't think they're all regular. They're all real masseuses, are they?
And that's the thing.
It looks bad. I get you.
Like that stuff is there. And you know that, you know, you've flown in 100 women from all over the country. Like, you know that.
Right. Right. I mean, look, if I'm guilty, I'm settling. Right? If I'm him. But if I'm like totally above board, then I think I want to clear my name. But all right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. We're throwing it out to you. If you were Deshaun Watson, you know the deal. Would you settle or would you fight to clear your name? Your turn to weigh in with the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the iCouple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
Hey, Chris, with 14 championship races worth $31 million in purses and awards, the Breeders' Cup is 2 days of horse racing just too big to miss. Learn more about the Breeders' Cup at breederscup.com/2021 or bet now at tvg.com.
All right. It is the iCouple, and we threw the question out to you. Yeah, Altuve, what'd I say?
You just brought him up, right? That he needs to get some hits.
He needs to get it going, and he did. And look, you saw it, Rob. The Braves had men on first and second in the first inning.
Right.
So they remain hot, you know?
They didn't bring them in.
Right. But they threatened already. All right, 877-99 on Fox. If you were Deshaun Watson, would you settle the civil cases, or would you fight them to clear your name?
All right, let's kick it off with Trey in Atlanta. You're on the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Trey?
What's going on, guys? I appreciate you guys. Second-time caller.
Thank you, buddy.
Good to have you, my man.
I'm heading your way, Trey. Heading your way for the World Series.
Hey, Trey.
Yes, sir.
Nah, you don't be hanging with Rob.
Hey, if we talk about wings, I'll be there. You know what
See?
I'm saying? Y'all meet at B-Dub Buffalo Wild Wings or something. Definitely. Let him corrupt you. Nah, go ahead.
What I wanted to say was, look, Deshaun, it's what, 20-something women? Like, there's no
22.
Way.
22.
Yeah, it's not like they all spotted on
it. And it's 10 more that are considering criminal charges.
Criminal charges.
Right. So if I'm him, there's no way I'm beating this case. I should just settle. And hopefully, like you said earlier, Chris, like it's something like for a Kobe situation where if you play good enough, if you just ball out, people start forget about stuff. And it won't be totally forgotten, but people forget.
No, this is a forgiving country, it's not as heinous of a, you know what
right,
I mean? Like,
right,
like
right.
you said, like if it's rape or you beat up a woman, like the Trevor Bauer thing, even though there are no criminal charges, Chris, that stains with him. We saw the pictures of the woman beat to a pulp, right?
Right, right. The thing is, Robin, we've heard guys say in some situations like this, well, I didn't know that what I was doing was offensive. You know what I mean? Like, other women have been fine with it. Right, to me. And he could try to play that card. But he's been, like, the extreme other way, right? Like, I didn't do anything wrong.
Right,
yeah, so that's, you know, that's where it gets interesting.
All right, let's go to Kirk in Houston. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. That's funny, the first two callers, Chris, Atlanta and Houston.
Right.
Pretty good.
Right.
Wow, that's true. Made man.
What's up, buddy?
You guys are the first or the most famous people I've ever spoken to in my life.
Well, wow, welcome Kirk. To the Odd Couple, brother.
Thank you, buddy.
First time caller. Yeah, I live here in Houston, and I worked about 25 years in law enforcement in this area, not necessarily for Houston Police Department.
Okay.
But for the Harris County Sheriff's Department, which is where Houston is located at, so we work hand in hand. And I know a few people, and I'm telling you, I don't know what's going on, but nobody is saying nothing
really
about this
So what do you think that means from your experience?
What does that mean? Because Chris and I can't figure out that it's been months and months and months, and there's nothing.
I'm telling you guys, here in Houston, even the crime reporters who get all the, you know, have contacts and whatnot, there's nothing leaking.
Wow.
So I'm beginning to think it might be something there. I'm just saying. I'm not saying.
Well, look, we're innocent till proven guilty.
Right.
Right. We all know
but
that.
But
right.
If you just look at the circumstances, 32 women, and the details that they've shared, it doesn't look good for Deshaun. And
no,
that's not, we're not just, saying he's guilty, but it
right,
just,
right.
I mean, that's,
it just doesn't
you know,
look good. Like we brought
one.
Up the Bill Cosby one.
Right.
Started
right.
out with one or two women, and before you know it, was 60 women.
Yeah, that's the thing. So yep. We'll see. I mean, it's a crazy situation. All right, we'll get more into some NFL talk.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We are brought to you by one of our favorite cities, Las Vegas, your home for live sports. And that means all sports. Every game, match, race, competition, it is always on. Now go on and plan your trip at visitlasvegas.com to see the best and the brightest in Vegas, the greatest arena on earth. All right, Rob, let's stick with the NFL. Now, of course, there was the investigation of the Washington football team on allegations of sexual harassment, and the NFL did an investigation. They did a report, and they are saying that they are not going to release the written report to the public. All right? And two of the employees or former employees for the Washington football team, two females, their attorneys are saying that their clients want the report released. Now, one of the reasons why that Goodell and the NFL are saying they don't want to release the report is because they're saying they want to protect the identity of those that spoke to them on the condition of anonymity. But, Rob, to me, that's bogus because didn't protect it. We see that all the time in newspaper reports and everything nowadays.
You could take the names sources, out. What do they call
right.
it, Chris?
Anonymous sources.
It's
redacted. When you redact, right.
Right. When you cover up the names, but the information and stuff is still there, you can easily do that. That's been done.
Well, Rob, I don't mean to cut you off, but, you know, that's exactly what they did with the John Gruden emails. They didn't say from John Gruden. They said from ESPN personality.
Yeah.
And then
that's
reporters
exactly what it was,
figured
and
out
two and
who
two
it
together.
Was. Yeah.
Exactly. You're right. It never had his name, Chris. What do they call it again? I can't say
redacted.
It.
It's redact. When you redact. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so you could do that easily. And I think the report should be made. But according to these females, and correct me if I'm wrong, Rob G., they're saying they were under the impression that it was going to be made public and that their identities would be protected.
They were under the impression that it was going to be a report, but they were going to have their names redacted. That's all that they were expecting.
Right. But were they expecting it to be public?
Yeah, they were expecting to be a written report that was made out, but their identities would be protected so that there would be no retaliation anything like that.
Well, here's the deal. Look, and they're saying that Dan Snyder, these women, whether he was directly involved or just he allowed this environment is what they're saying. This is obvious, Rob, what's going on. Because who does Roger Goodell work for?
He works for the owners, and that's the problem with
there it is.
What we've seen forever. And Chris, I got to say this. Let me. I think Roger Goodell is a terrible commissioner, and I'm going to say from this standpoint, he has botched so many big moments, Chris. And you know what? I know people give him credit for the TV deals. I don't care who was commissioner. Those TV deals were going to be made because the NFL and people watch and people want to see it. I don't care who is the commissioner, okay? But let me can I go over the list of things that have been botched under his watch? I mean, it's so long, it's ridiculous. Because Spygate was botched, Deflategate was botched, Ray Rice was botched, Bounty Gate was botched. Do you remember that when they had to take back the suspensions? Yep. Chris, I could go on and on and on. Every time there's a big moment and handle it the right way, he's fumbled. He's a bad commissioner. Talk about protecting the shield. Stand up. You got to understand that you understand that there's an investigation into Washington because people are trying to sue the owner. You think that because you said you're not going to release it, that was going to be the end of it? What world are you living in? It ain't realistic, Chris.
You're right about that.
It ain't realistic.
Here's the thing, Rob. What do the owners care about? They care about him making money for the league. That's it. And we know he's done that. And so to them, that's enough. You're right. I mean, everything you said is just a straight fact.
I'm not making
anything
up.
But they just care about him growing the league monetarily, and he's done that. And that's where they're at. But
he makes $45 million a year, not by accident.
That's crazy. $45 million. He makes more than any player.
He makes $45 million a year.
Although what Dak's making 75 this year. That includes endorsements, I think. But anyway, Rob, you said it. He works for the owners. And one thing that all the owners obviously are wealthy, billionaires, they feel like they are above the law in a lot of cases. And they're like, oh, no, you won't.
Didn't we see that down in Florida, Chris?
Called on the floor by the public. And it's going to be interesting. But I understand why I'm not saying it's right. But, Rob, like you said, they're paying his checks.
Robert Kraft, I think a lot of people think, right.
Look at Robert Kraft.
Robert Kraft got caught on video at some strip mall. You know, I'm not even going to say what he was doing, but they had him dead to rights, Chris. Not only did the judge let him off, the league let him off.
Right.
It's not supposed to be about a conviction. It's supposed to be about protecting the shield. And this same commissioner, same people, suspended Terrell Pryor when he was in college, Chris, for tattoos, or Pac-Man Jones for going to a strip club. This is the same people. None of it makes any sense. A strip club is a honest, legitimate establishment. Of course it is. That's where I go. I'm just saying. None of this makes sense.
You're talking it up a little. Nah.
Uh-oh.
I hear you.
You see what happened?
No. I'm going to see it in about 10 seconds.
Oh. Braves home.
Remember, I'm on delay.
Oh, that's right. You'll see it in
there it is. He got all of it. Yep. I see it. Home run. Yep.
These Braves are pesky, Chris. They're pesky.
At least nobody was on.
Yep.
All right. Rob, a lot of people, Rob, I feel are under the impression that the commissioner runs everything.
No, right.
He doesn't. He worked in Adam Silver in the NBA, Roger Goodell in NFL, Rob Manfred in Major League Baseball. They work for the owners.
Yep. And Gary Bettman in the NHL, same thing.
You think an owner? Or forget an owner, Rob. All the owners are going to want any of their stuff out in the open. I'm not saying it's right, because it's not. But that's what's going on here. Now, Mark Davis, probably because he's been burned, right? He's the one guy that's been burned by these emails. He came out, the owner of the Raiders, Rob, and said he wants to see the report released.
Of course.
It should be released. Right. Because
he had to give up his lumps.
Right.
Everything that he had set up. And you know, him and John Gruden had a special relationship and friendship. So, you know, you have to send your guy packing. So he ain't happy with the league, right?
Right.
Why are we the fall guys? This was supposed to be about Daniel Snyder, and my guy gets thrown out. And nothing happens to Snyder. Yeah. Fine. That's it, right?
Right.
It was just a fine.
Right, right. All right, we got more iCouple coming your way. Shop Talk is next. Nightmare on Elm Street edition. Stay tuned for that. Keep it locked right here at Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
That's right, it is Shop Talk, the iCouple Fox Sports Radio, a segment where we discuss something happening outside of the world of sports. And this week's story, you know, Halloween's right around the corner. And I don't know if you heard about this.
Is it Sunday?
It is Sunday.
Sunday.
Okay.
Rob Parker, in the Hollywood area, the house that they filmed The Nightmare on Elm Street just went up for sale. They're asking $3.25 million.
They're trying to fleece people.
2,700 square feet. And
where's it at? It's
in Hollywood. It gives the street, but I don't know exactly where that is in Hollywood.
So it's in Hollywood.
But they did say.
So that's probably a legitimate price.
It is. Yeah, more or less. I'm sure it's upsell a little bit. But it also says that the bids must be turned in by midnight on Halloween if you want to buy the house.
Now, let me ask you, is blood included in that price?
I can't tell you. But here's the question. Let's say money's not an issue, because for you guys, let's be honest, it's not.
Well, for Chris, you know.
Would you buy the Nightmare on Elm Street house?
So they're selling it to live there.
Do you know we're black, right?
I do. I've heard that.
Okay, so
at least one of you is.
Anytime.
Wow.
I know.
That's what you get.
Hey. Anytime black people in horror movies, we're the first one to get killed or we're running out, like as soon as there's something funky going on.
We're not having it.
Like what was it, Amityville Horror, where like blood's coming out of the faucet and the wife goes, "That's unusual." No, it's not. What do you mean unusual? That's unusual. I would be out of that place. What? I want my money back.
That's interesting, honey. Rob, check that out.
Hey, let's go to the basement in the dark at night. Come on, Rob G, am I right or wrong?
No, you're right. I think I've only ever seen two horror movies where the black person lives.
Right.
Like, true story. One of them was Busta Rhymes.
Get Out, if you count that as a horror
movie.
Yeah,
but that's like a psychological thriller.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
There was Busta Rhymes in the Halloween remake, and there was Brandy in I Know What You Did Last Summer. That's because they're both like musician celebrities.
And
so
they didn't want to kill them off.
They didn't want to kill them off.
I haven't seen a horror movie in decades.
Okay, so, but are you buying the house, Chris?
I've seen psychological thrillers.
You got all the money in the world. And they're saying, hey, $20 if you got to live here, though. Do you want this house?
I mean, look, I don't want to live there in Hollywood, so I would say no on that. But let's say I did want to live there. I think the question is, would I let the fact that it was the house for Nightmare on Elm Street stop me? No, I wouldn't. Yes. If I really wanted the house, I wouldn't let that stop me. I would walk through every room and pray through every room, clear all that madness out if there is any, and then I'd be good.
I would definitely not buy it. I don't want any of that karma. I still remember to this day, I was a kid, and my friend, I think I brought this story up to you guys before, and supposedly in the house that they got for a good deal in our neighborhood, you know, like the husband had chopped off the wife's head in that house. And I couldn't sleep when I stayed over. You know, we had a sleepover.
Right.
And I kept thinking, like somebody got killed in this house. I never was comfortable. So I know.
Did they ever have any issues?
No, they didn't. They lived there for a long time, but that was like the rumor about the house that the husband had chopped off the wife's head. You know, so Rob G, I know you would buy the house.
Oh, if it's a good deal, I'm buying it. But in that same line of thought, Rob, my wife's, her parents' house, their backyard is a cemetery. And her sister have both said on numerous occasions that they've seen what looks like a little boy, like in 1920s attire,
really?
Walking around their backyard. Yes. True story.
And the backyard was a cemetery?
No, because behind their backyard is a cemetery. Yeah.
See, I'm not.
And who
there.
Said that?
My wife and her sister. Yeah.
So your wife says she's seen it.
Yeah, and that they've woken up in the middle of the night with like scratches on their back and things like that.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know what's interesting?
Your wife there was got scratches on her back?
Yep. Not Rob, like really bad ones, but yeah, but little still, scratches, yeah.
You might know this, Rob. There's the hotel in Oklahoma City that the team NBA teams stay at generally. It's one of them, but most stay there. I forgot what it was called, the Skirvin, I think. It is known as a haunted hotel.
Wow.
And there have been stories. I stayed there. And, I didn't have any issues. But there have been stories I've heard of guys kind of, I'm trying to remember. I don't want to misspeak. But if I'm not mistaken, like, water being in their tub and they didn't, you know what I mean? Like coming in the room.
That's crazy.
And after shooting around, whatever, there's water in your tub. I mean, just, I don't remember all the details, but stories of strange going ons there. But Alex, I've never had any issues there. And I stayed there a few times.
Alex, where are you on this stuff? You would buy the house, no problem.
Man, so first off, when you guys were talking about while the black guys die first in the horror movies,
yes.
It's because if you're at war, do you take out your strongest competition first or last? That's all I'm going to say, right?
Is that what it is?
Well, they're trying to make sure that they can keep the horror movie going, apparently. I would
you
say
take out the strength
that's
first.
What I'm saying. You get rid of the hardest competition, then the rest is cake, baby.
That's why there's no Mexicans in any horror movies.
Well, that it's game over then.
None of them.
No, for sure. I mean, I don't know. I used to be a huge horror buff when I was a kid, but to like actually live in a place that was recorded as a haunted place and just these mass murderings and stuff.
Well, this was just a movie, Alex.
But
so
still,
you,
it's still, the concept. It's
Alex.
The concept, bro. Yeah. It's like, oh, man. I don't know if I could do it. If I could buy it and rent it out, sure, but live
Airbnb
in it? Okay, so I don't know if you guys know this, but we used to have an old producer here. His name was Lauren Gardner, and he showed me one of his friends. They're like super horror buffs about scary stuff, and they went to this insane asylum that's in the woods, and it's broken down. It's supposed to be like a top scary place to go to. He literally showed me a picture of my guys where they were in the attic part of this one area, and there's a face in the back of the picture that I was like, yeah, see, I don't do none of that stuff, CB or Rob. I'm cool. No, thank
so
you.
So that was in there, in the picture.
In the picture. Because he shows me the picture. He's like, does anything look off? I'm like, besides they're in this freaking mental insane asylum? Like, no. And he's like, well, look here. Enhance. Enhance. And it's a literal face behind them. And they're smiling. And I was like, yeah, I'm cool and all that.
This reminds me of that commercial. What is that commercial where they're talking about the kids in the horror movie?
Which one?
And she's like, why don't we get in the running car?
Oh, it's that insurance one.
Yeah. I love that. No, right. And the guy turns to
let's
her.
Let's go behind it. Right.
Behind the chainsaw.
Behind the chainsaw.
Goes, and, but the way he says it, he goes, what are you, crazy?
Right.
And then he goes, hurry up. Let to the cemetery.
Right.
Hurry up to the cemetery.
All right. An hour left. Odd Couple. Keep it locked.